Today's words come from the book of Revelation, chapter 14. First, John reports seeing the Lamb standing on Mount Zion with 144,000 of the faithful. I like to think of that number as being symbolic, 12 times 12 times 1,000, an inclusive number. Next, John sees three angels, each with a separate message. The third angel gives a stern warning to all those who, quote, worship the beast and its image, end quote, words which have puzzled theologians for the past 2,000 years. In verse 12 we read, "Here is a call for the endurance of the saints, those who keep the commandments of God and hold fast to the faith of Jesus." And then in verse 13 we come to today's text. "And I heard a voice from heaven saying, write this down. Blessed are the dead who from now on die in the Lord. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labors, for their works follow them." Charles Stanford composed a beautiful anthem on these comforting words for the funeral of his friend and colleague, Henry Bradshaw, who had been both librarian and Chaucer scholar at Cambridge University. These words are sometimes recalled at memorial services, and Stanford's anthem is often sung in cathedral services which remember the faithful who have died. "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord, for they rest from their labors, and their works follow them."